That feels nice.
All right, everyone. We are now joined by today's winner of the Toyota Save Mart 350, Daniel Suarez, driver of the number 99 Trackhouse Chevrolet. Daniel, just take us through what went through your mind when you crossed the finish line on the last lap and became the first driver from Mexico to win in the NASCAR Cup Series.
I just didn't know what to do. You know, it was a special. Man, I've been waiting and I've been working very hard for this moment. Not just myself, but my entire team. You know, I'm very, very lucky to have a great people around me in my team, but also outside the team. You know, my family always supporting me. My beautiful girlfriend Julia, that she worked very hard in the last few months, keeping me up and letting me know that I was doing the right things. We just needed to have a clean day, and that's what we had today. So today just felt special. I told her this morning that today felt good, and we did it in front of a few hundred Mexicans and Daniel's amigos. So it was just a special day. You know, I have always seen California as my second home, and to be able to get the first victory here is quite special.
Awesome. Okay, if you have a question for Daniel, please raise your hand. We're going to start here in the front, Luis, and then we'll go in the back to Justin and Jerry.
Luis Torres, the podium finish. I was just going to go with the English portion of my question. During the last number left, you basically had a hungry pack of Fords like Buescher, McDowell, and Harvick. And as the last went down, what was the mindset going into knowing that you had pretty much the control of this race and hoping that there were no cautions?
I mean, honestly, I just didn't care who was behind me. I was just trying to do my race and trying to control what I can control. I knew that Buescher was very strong in the short run. Probably a little bit better than me, but in the middle part of the run, I was better than him, and in the long run, I felt like I was better than him, and that was able to play out pretty good right there at the end. I knew that if I could stay up front for the first 5 to 7 laps, I was going to be able to control the race. Obviously, you know, the last 5 laps, I was just trying to take care of my tire just in case we had to have a restart, because if we had a restart at that point, I knew we were not going to come for tires. It was going to be a track position race. So I was trying to save a little bit, even though that my car was already a little tired at the time. But everyone else was tired as well. So it worked out great. It was good. It was my team, my crew chief, everyone did what they had to do. The call, the pit stops, everything worked out the way they were supposed to. And we're able to maximize the potential of our car.
Okay, we're actually going to go back to Bob and then Jerry.
Bob Hockris, Fox Sports. Everybody Justin and Travis up there were talking about your confidence and that they'd never doubted that you would be here, and that they felt like you never doubted you would be sitting there as a winner. I'm curious, what kept you confident?
You know, Bob, it has cost me a lot to get to this point. A lot of people doesn't know that, but it has cost me a lot to get to this country first 10 years ago and to get to this point fighting. You know, I come from a very humble family, and I have every step of my life has cost me a lot. And I knew that it's important to remember that if I was able to come all the way here, I wasn't going to give up here. You know, my confidence was high. But obviously, you know, knowing that you haven't won yet, there is a little bit of doubt. But I knew that I was fast. I knew that I could race with them, with the guys that are winning. But I haven't showed that first victory. So I told my team, you know, the last 5 weeks we have had very fast race cars, but things happen. You know, the jack broke last week. A few weeks ago, the gun broke. In Charlotte, we were the fastest car, and we were missing something on pit road every single time. So, you know, it was hard to stay on track, but at the end, my team, everyone stayed together. We keep pushing. I told them that bad luck doesn't last forever, and tough people do. And we keep working very hard. We kept working very hard, and here we are.
Terry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. I have a couple. You said on Thursday you felt good about this weekend. What was it coming in here when we talked at the press event with NASCAR about, you know, why you felt so good and what was going through your head throughout the weekend?
You know, I grew up racing go-karts, road course stuff. I never raced big cars in road course, but I race go-karts a lot all over the world. And road course for me is fun. You know, it's something different. It's something that we don't do every day. And in years past, I've been always strong, but never very strong. And in COTA, it just felt special. In COTA, we were the car to beat. We were the best car. Unfortunately, my car had issues. And I mentioned on the radio in the middle of the race, if I can win the race, I want my teammate to win the race. And I felt that probably he was a good second best car. And he was able to win the race. And I was able to dominate the first stage with a car that was a rocket. We came here with the confidence that it's another road course. We had a good car, but we didn't have the best car today. I felt like we were able to make the right calls, maximize what we got, and the result shows for that.
And one more final for me. What was going through your mind when you came around the final turn here, shooting, taking that straight shot at the checkered flag, and once you crossed it, what did you think?
I was asking for my piñata. I was telling my team, bring that damn piñata with me because we're going to break it. It just felt right, man. It's been a long journey. A lot of sacrifices, a lot of hard work to finally be able to get the first one. And I have told this to many people. The first one always costs a lot. But once you get the first one, be ready because we're going to get some more.
All right, we're going to go start on the left over here. This gentleman, there we go.
Felicidades, Daniel. What does this mean for Mexico? And then what does it mean that it was one of the races where you had Daniel's amigos here?
That's special. That's very, very special. You know, in the very last caution, I was already slow on the caution. And I was able to see in corner one on the right, there was Daniel's amigos group there. And all of them were cheering in the fence. All of them were excited. And that fuels me. You know, that's energy for me. And I knew that I wasn't going to let them down. I was going to push, and I was going to do everything in my power to make this happen. Just felt right. You know, this morning I spent an hour and a half with them, and just felt right. I woke up this morning, and I was ready to go. Yesterday we had a long race in the trucks, and I was tired. But it just felt right. You know, California is like my second home. The people here are amazing to me. They support me a lot. And I just can't describe how thankful I am for being able to win the first one here in front of my people. For Mexico, you know, the same because, you know, I don't get to race in my country. But, you know, there is a lot of races that they feel like home. This is one of them. Texas is one of them. You know, there is a lot of auto club, Vegas, Phoenix. There is a lot of racetracks that they feel like home. So just very thankful to be a kid coming from Mexico, trying to live the NASCAR dream in the U.S.
I'm gonna stay right here in the front.
So actually, I had a question about Daniel's amigos as well. Do you keep in touch with anyone that you've met in previous Daniel's Amigos groups? And did you see any revisits today? Was there any familiar faces in the Daniel's Amigos crowd?
Yeah, a couple. It's hard to keep track of everyone, of course, but there is a couple that I remember them from here, from last time here. And yeah, that's always very special, you know. And the cool part is that they come this week, and the ones that are new, I'm going to see them next year. And that's something that is very special to me. And those are the faces I remember. You know, the faces that I remember from last year, and I'm sure I'm going to see a lot of faces next year that I just met today. So yeah, that's very special, and I just can't describe how happy I am to be able to get this one, the first one, in California in front of all of them.
Stay right here in the front, in the middle.
Congratulations on being the first Mexican-born driver in the Cup Series to win. You also have some of the earliest alumni for from the Drive for Diversity program at Track House and on your pit crew, like Mike Metcalf, Jeremy Kimbrough. So what does this win mean to you, and what do you think it means for NASCAR moving forward, especially after welcoming the 2022 class on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, that's very special. a lot of people doesn't know this, but one of my engineers, he's from Mexico City. And unfortunately, he got sick, and he couldn't come to this weekend. He's at home. He called me crying. But he works extremely hard, and he is a big part of today's win. His name is Jose Velasco, and he is a huge part of this team. We've been working together for 2 years. Obviously, like you mentioned, part of my pit crew are from diversity as well, myself. If it wasn't for the Drive for Diversity, I don't think I would be sitting here right now. Back in 2013 and 14, they saved my butt. I was about to come back to Mexico, and they gave me an opportunity to keep racing in 2013, and that kept me alive, and I was able to win races that year and keep the momentum going. But before that, it was very, very tough. So, you know, it's been quite a journey, but those tough moments and those ups and downs is what makes this moment so special.
We'll go to Tom right here. Behind you there.
Tom Zaleski on Connie today. Daniel, what do you with that final restart, 23 laps to go, you had a good long run car. Are you nervous at any point? I was hearing earlier from Justin that you were radio silent and said like five words the whole time then that final stretch.
I was just trying to stay calm, you know. I knew that there was a big stake on the line, but I was trying to stay calm. I was silent. I wanted to do my thing. I didn't want too much noise on the radio. I knew what I had to do. I felt like I was controlling well what I could control. If the caution was coming out, welcome. Let's try to go fight again. But I was just trying to stay calm. I would say that after the white flag is when I got out of control. I just started crying inside the helmet and just thinking about, I mean, especially because I had a big gap. If it wasn't because of the gap, I was going to be focused. But since I had a big gap, I was just thinking about every single moment that has caused me to be here. You know, it's been a different journey. You know, every NASCAR driver has had a tough journey, and everyone has a different journey. But my journey is definitely the most different of everyone else. You know, leaving my family, my country, and just coming to a different culture, different language. So, you know, thinking of all those things is it makes today very, very special.
What was inside the pinata?
A lot of chocolates. Next time we have to organize that better. Now, next time I need a bat so I can break it. But actually, we had one. I don't know. It was missing somewhere. But it was good. You know, it just felt good. I'm very, very thankful to all my team for today.
We're going to go over here to the right, Daniel, with Andrew.
Daniel, Andrew Kim for Speedway Media. First off, congratulations on your first career cup win. Obviously, this victory being very huge and significant in so many ways. But what kind of momentum does this give for you and the number 99 team now, as we are down now 10 races to the playoffs, and now you will likely be guaranteed a spot into the playoffs?
Yeah, it feels good. My team has been working very hard, but to be able to finally get the first one, I feel like that is going to make us feel more relaxed. You know, now we're going to do things more calm. I told my team, hey, let's stay calm. Let's do our thing. We're capable of winning races. But one thing is to say it, and another thing is to do it. And today we did it. So now we're going to be able to feel right and do things more relaxed. And and that way, victories and success is going to be able to find us much easier.
Go put right over here to the left.
Peter Fournier, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Have you ever punched a pinata before? Like ever, ever?
I have, but I have punched a piñata after I smashed it with a stick, you know. This time I nobody gave me a stick, so I had to punch it. When a few weeks ago or a month and a half ago, when they gave me that taco piñata, I knew we were gonna break it soon. So I was keeping it in my lounge, getting ready to break it, and today. Today we finally smashed that thing.
When was the last time you punched one?
I was a kid, man. I was probably in my grandma's house in front of all my cousins. I couldn't see because I had my eyes taped, and I was knocking out a piñata, and eventually when you break it, but it's not broke 100%, but you break it, you just start smashing it to get all the candy. So it's been at least 15 years.
We're going to go in the back left to Justin and then Bob.
Yeah, Justin Schuler kicking the tires. Congrats, Daniel. Off weekend coming up, so are you celebrating?
Believe it or not, I'm going to Mexico tomorrow. I have that already planned for a few weeks. My girlfriend is going to Brazil to visit her family, her father, after 2 years and a half that she hasn't seen him. She's going to celebrate in Brazil. I'm going to celebrate in Mexico. I can't wait to see my mom and my dad and my sisters to give them a big hug because already they've been with me on this journey since the very beginning. My mom already called me. She was crying. And, it's special. You know, I'm going to see the people I like to see, I love to see, and just try to, you know, enjoy the moment. You know, it has, like I said, very few people knows how much work, sacrifice, tears, sweat this has cost me. So we have to enjoy it. And after a few days, we're going to keep working because we want more.
Bob?
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. So 10 or 11 years ago, you're living in upstate New York watching cartoons to learn English. Are you dreaming of this moment? Is this moment even a thought? Could you have even conceived what happened today?
Yeah, I mean, I was always dreaming about winning in the Cup Series, and I knew it was going to be a tough journey. At the time, I was scared not to be able to compete because I didn't speak English, and obviously at the time I didn't have money to buy myself classes to speak English, so I had to, in a way, I have to learn by myself by watching movies and watching cartoons and reading. It was quite a journey, but I remember one day waking up and being scared that the language barrier was gonna keep me away from my goal, that it was being a winner and championship winner in the NASCAR Cup Series, and I didn't want that to happen. And I started working extremely hard to learn English. And it's been quite a journey, and that's why I felt like my story is very similar to many Mexicans, Latinos that are out there coming to this country trying to find a goal or trying to find the dream. And if I was able to make it happen, everyone out there can make it happen. So just feel very, very proud to be an example for many of them.
We'll go right back there in the middle.
Alejandro Alvarez with NASCAR.com. Daniel, do you think this team can make a deep playoff run? You just mentioned how the pressure is kind of off now. And do you think Trackhouse is a championship organization?
I think we are. I think we are, and the beautiful part is that we get stronger as we go. If you were asking me that question 3 months ago, I was going to tell you, man, we have work to do. We have the potential, but we have work to do. 2 months ago, I was starting to believe more. A month ago, I was going to say, heck yeah. And right now, of course, we are here. So, you know, we are just keep getting stronger. And I guarantee you that in a month from now, we're going to be stronger than right now. We're going to keep working. Today was amazing. We did a lot of things right, but we believe that our car could have been a little bit better. So when you look at the big picture and always try to see yourself as, okay, what I could have done better or different, that's when you become a great team. And I feel like we're on our way there.
Any final questions for Daniel? We'll go back to Luis and then stay over there.
Luis Torres, the podium finish. This one will be the Spanish. Obvio, es un tremendo año para México, los competidores, con Checo ganando en Mónaco, Pato ha ganado y tú hoy. ¿Qué claridad es que México ha tenido en esa temporada que ustedes tres son ganadores?
Se siente muy bien. Soy muy amigo de Checo y muy amigo de Pato también. Son grandes pilotos, muy buenos amigos míos de muchos años y están haciendo las cosas demasiado bien en Fórmula 1, en IndyCar y obviamente ahora en NASCAR también. Creo que estamos viviendo algo en el automovilismo mexicano, con los pilotos mexicanos que que tal vez no se haya visto en muchos años, de tener pilotos mexicanos en las mejores categorías del mundo, pero no solamente eso, pero tener pilotos mexicanos compitiendo por victorias, que eso es algo difícil de hacer, especialmente al mismo tiempo. Entonces, me siento muy orgulloso de ser parte de este grupo.
Oh, we're gonna go right. Hold on 1 second, Elliot. We'll go in the middle there, and then Elliot.
Daniel Ramírez con Telemundo California. Pues sí, mencionas eso de poder ser de que muchos pilotos también en diferentes organizaciones también poniendo el ejemplo. Pero a lo mejor que te haya tocado también pensar a futuro y mencionas que vas a ir a México mañana para esos jóvenes que les tocó ver la carrera el día de hoy. Esa inspiración y para poder crecer y que haya más diversidad en este tipo de profesión.
Claro, eso es demasiado importante. Yo he mencionado esto muchas veces. Cuando yo llegué a este país en el 2011, yo solamente tenía una meta, y esa meta era ganar carreras y campeonatos, y el resto no me importaba. Como fui creciendo y fui ganando carreras y campeonatos, empecé a entender que hacía falta presencia latina, hispana, mexicana en NASCAR, y sinceramente, con mucho trabajo de NASCAR, de mi equipo, Josh Ávila, que ha estado conmigo desde el primer día que vine aquí a los Estados Unidos, ha tomado muchísimo trabajo para poder ir llegando a toda esta afición latina. Así creció y así fue creado el programa Daniel's Amigos. Y sinceramente me siento muy orgulloso de ser parte de este grupo. Pero es muy importante que la gente, que los latinos, los hispanos allá puedan saber que las puertas están abiertas, no solamente como piloto, como mecánico, ingeniero, pit crew. Hay demasiadas posiciones que a mí me gustaría que yo voltearas atrás en 15, 20 años cuando ya no esté corriendo y ver que juntos pudimos hacer un cambio de cuando empecé a cuando terminé, y creo que estamos en buen camino para eso.
Gracias y felicidades.
We'll take our final question from Elliot over here.
Elliot Stern, Santa Maria Times. On Thursday, we spoke, and you talked a lot about diversity. You talked about it here, too, but does this win, in addition to, like, people on the team, will this spur more Mexicans and Latinos to take up driving and chase that kind of dream? And one less serious thought, Ross smashes pumpkins and you're smashing piñatas. Are the other teams going to have to step up their game now?
Yeah, they will have to step their game. Yeah, you know, we talk about diversity, how important it is. I think that, I personally, I feel extremely, extremely lucky, unfortunately, to be that driver that the whole Hispanic community can connect with. I feel extremely, extremely lucky. I feel so fortunate. I feel like I have an entire country and community behind me. I mean, all the people wearing a red shirt today, those are my people. They have exactly the same journey that I have. You know, coming from Mexico, not knowing the language, trying to find an opportunity, having goals, and just trying to find that dream or trying to make that dream happen. So these are my people, and I feel extremely lucky to be the one that can represent all of them. And hopefully, you know, the success that we have had and that we're having can fuel them as well to continue to push in whatever they want to do. That is racing, mechanic, engineering, business, whatever that may be, to continue to fuel them to know that they can do it. They just have to work hard and put in the table what they have to do.
Daniel, I lied. One more final question from Univision back there on the left.
Hola, Daniel. Tamara Mino con Univision. Pues hablabas de tu historia, ¿no? Como inmigrante en este país, eres privilegiado de poder estar donde estás, pero hay muchas personas que en este momento están en la frontera tratando de poder llegar, huyendo tal vez pues de los problemas que tienen en sus países y no tienen la oportunidad que tú has tenido. ¿Cómo te sientes además de poder hacer historia como inmigrante?
Sinceramente me siento muy afortunado. Si yo tuviera el poder de poder ayudar a toda la gente, te lo juro que lo haría. Yo me siento muy afortunado de poder haber crecido en una familia humilde, una familia que me dio la educación y el hambre y la educación de trabajo para poder llegar en esta posición. Yo tuve que trabajar desde muy pequeño para poder ayudar a mi papá a comprar llantas, a comprar gasolina, En un momento fui instructor de manejo para poder ayudar a mis carreras y apenas tenía 12, 13 años. Entonces, siempre, para mí nunca fue fácil. Como te digo, muy poca gente sabe lo que me ha costado. Mucha gente me conoce de hace 2, 3 años, pero la gente que me conoce de hace 15, 20 años son la gente que realmente sabe de dónde vengo. Y ha sido un viaje largo. Hay mucha gente que también la está teniendo muy difícil. Y mi único consejo sería seguir trabajando, seguir empujando. Trabajo duro y dedicación, tarde que temprano paga de regreso. Es una regla de vida. Tarde que temprano paga de regreso. Y a toda esa gente que está luchando para venir acá, no me queda más que mandarles energía positiva, muchas bendiciones y que sigan empujando.
All right, Daniel, thank you so much again and congratulations.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.